This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach.
And we roll on with another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody. Glad to have you along on the program. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here. I spent some time this hour talking about HB 1371, a piece of legislation in the North Dakota legislature. See, I keep coming back to that Minnesota craziness. Keep me away from it, Kev. Boy, are they doing some really, really, really bad things over there in Minnesota.
Oh, and to hear some of these young, woke Democrats in St. Paul espousing about reproductive rights and health care and the words and the text that follow those, it's just, oh, it gives you chills.
It does. Yeah.
Oh.
No, you're absolutely right, and I guess just a classic example of elections have consequences.
And isn't that the truth?
Be careful what you wish for. Anyway, there's plenty to dig into there as we go, and I do want to do some of that this week. We're going to talk about North Dakota legislature, though, and I believe some common sense reform on House Bill 1371 that would say, all right, we have a corporate farming law. Citizens have voted on that. Let's find some common ground there to allow some of the processing plants that are going to other places and we're losing and keep them here. To tell us a little bit about his view on House Bill 1371, Doug Goring is here, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner. Doug, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning.
Glad to have you on the program. I'm well, thank you very much. I know with the legislative session underway, you hop a lot, right? So busy times?
I barely got on this call, and I'm definitely going to be heading to something else as soon as we're done with this call. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. Welcome to a legislative session. What do you think of House Bill 1371?
Well, I believe there's some merit in what is being proposed. We've been working on, have been asked to do quite a few things over the last several years, and with so many companies that have been and families that have been coming to us saying, hey, we'd like to put a poultry house in North Dakota, or we have three dairies I know of that want to come to North Dakota, and they are a family corporation in South Dakota and Minnesota, and they just can't come to North Dakota with the way that our law is written. And I know that legislators have been asking about these things, and we've been putting data together to show them where our livestock numbers are in North Dakota, show them some things that could potentially be tweaked without threatening farming here in North Dakota. But it would look primarily at animal agriculture. So some of the things that they've actually proposed have been to only allow a dairy, a swine, a poultry operation, looking at hydroponics, aquaculture, or greenhouses to actually have a carve-out in the anti-corporate farming law to then only purchase 160 acres. That's all they could ever do with it, and there's a period of time in which they would have to act on that and build that animal feeding operation. Otherwise, they'd have to divest themselves of that. But it would only look at animal agriculture, and people have asked, well, why only animal ag? I know there's some out there want to see the whole thing opened, and no one really has the appetite for that. But they have looked at this and said, you know, in farming, if you're going to go out and farm the land, you're going to put seed in the ground, probably for a couple $1 million, you could get into farming. But if you're going to be involved in an animal ag operation, you're talking tens of millions of $40-50 million to put up a dairy facility or a poultry house. We had an opportunity to do a poultry house a few years ago, but it's $82 million. It's a cage-free egg facility, and they would ship those to California every day. And I asked them, I said, is that even profitable? And they said, oh, God, yeah. And we have a biosecure environment. We have an abundance of feed. We have stability in our farming practices and production here in North Dakota. And they just love to come here and partner with farmers to make some things happen.
And right now, we're losing these to neighboring states, right, because of this law.
Yeah, it continues to build in South Dakota and in Minnesota, although they're starting to run into some problems. They have exhausted feed supplies, and I have to couch that a little bit. In some respects, in some areas, the competition for certain feedstocks are challenging. But the biggest issue is concentration and a biosecure environment. We have hardly any animal agriculture in North Dakota. We have some. But when it comes to dairy, poultry, and swine, we have very little. And they really need biosecure environments where they're miles away from, you know, a neighboring dairy facility, hog barn, or poultry facility. And that's some of what's actually been transpiring. So with that, we actually had some input, shared some thoughts with many of the legislators that wanted to put this together. We also told them areas that we don't believe you should even talk about. You shouldn't go down that road. This isn't about farming. It's about animal agriculture. And when it costs $37 million to build a swine facility and $42 million to build a dairy barn, $82 million to build a poultry house, those families that want to come here and those people that want to come here say, you know what? We got half the money we can put up, but we need to be incorporated, and we want to partner with any of the surrounding farms. In many cases, they show where their employees actually want to invest in the place that they work, and they do well. And they source all their feed from their surrounding neighbors, and it also gives them the ability to tap 10 to 20,000 acres for manure management, which in many respects is a lot of what farmers want. Farmers want to displace or offset the cost of any fertilizer they need to purchase that year, and manure is just a great soil-building nutrient that goes so far. So we've listened to a lot of it. We've given some guidance. We've supported what they've ultimately come up with and believe that if we did this carve-out just for animal agriculture to allow them to incorporate, we could raise the capital and actually be able to have more animal agriculture in our farming communities where farmers can add value to their grain. and forages.
Yeah, that's another key point here. This is a economic opportunity, another source for farmers, right? They supply the feed.
Yeah, and when you really look at this, it isn't livestock producers that are looking to grow their livestock business, per se. I mean, most of what's in North Dakota is cow-calf operations. Yeah, some of them would like to rent more pasture land and maybe have a little bit bigger cow herd. But farmers are the ones that generally look at animal feeding operations because they don't want to put their grain on a truck, on rubber, and send it someplace down a pit, be subject to all kinds of quality issues and price discounts and everything else that exists out there. They like to feed it to animals, add value, but get the manure back out of it.
Yeah, great point. Short break. Back with more of our conversation with North Dakota's Ag Commissioner, Doug Goring. We'll talk about some of the opposition to this and the history of trying to get some change in this particular law in North Dakota and an effort just to get poultry, dairy, swine operations more prevalent in our great state of North Dakota. More after this. Don't go away.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
One of the classics, right? Bill Collins. What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Valley City, exit 292, I-94, meatloaf or scallop, potatoes and ham, your choices today. PetroServe USA in Harwood, Cafe USA, waiting for beef and noodles. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Chicken Pot Pie, or Taco Hot Dish, 12th and I-29, Beefy Noodles, NP Avenue, PetroServe USA, downtown Fargo, beefy noodles there as well. Beef tips in Glendon, Salisbury Steak on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Just tell them Scott sent you.
Well, you did say beef tips in Glendon today?
I did.
All right then.
Yes. Yep.
That is one of the best. And their gravy, oh.
Now, you can have a same old lunch, or you can have beef tips.
You had me at beef tips. I've had them before. They're great.
It's home cooking, but you literally are grabbing it, and you can go, and still got the convenience with it, but it's just great food. So you will love it. We never did answer the question, do you guys think Rand Paul would ever get the GOP endorsement? He's tried before. I don't know. What is your take, Kev?
He might be one of them. Again, that field is going to fill up. The primary process will go out. I mean, you might see Sarah Palin in there again. You don't know who you're going to see. But we'll see who comes out on top. That's what the process is going to be.
I don't know why I'm saying no, we can't get the endorsement, but I'm saying no, we can't get the endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't exactly tell you why, other than been there, done that.
As far as the presidency goes? The voters will decide in the primary, too, but, yeah, I don't think he gets the – he's not the guy.
Back with more of our conversation with Doug Goring, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner on the program. I have in front of me a statement from the Farmers Union about this, saying they oppose the bill that would significantly weaken the state's corporate farming law. Let's start there. Does this weaken the law?
Well, it shouldn't weaken the corporate farming law as it exists for farmers, but it does do a carve out for animal agriculture. And again, it looks at dairy, poultry, and swine, hydroponics, and aquaculture, and carves them out as an exception and says they can be incorporated. In other words, you can have farmers and non-farming people invest together or invest in animal agriculture. And when you look across the United States, I think this is something else. I know fear is driving a lot of this, but look at the rest of the United States. We are the only state that has the most restrictive laws in place clear across the board for anti-corporate farming. But only 2.3% of all the farms in the United States are even non-family farm corporations. So that means 97.7% are actually family farms, but they do take advantage of the ability to incorporate or put a corporate structure in place that provides some more flexibilities, protects personal assets while they can still develop certain aspects of a animal ag operation. And that's virtually what this would do. So if it was going after farming, I'll tell you what, no one has the appetite for it. No one wants to. I don't approve of that because I know a couple $1 million seems like a lot of money, but the reality is you can go out as an individual and if you got some backing, some support from your folks or within your family, or you got a little put away, you can get involved in farming. But animal ag, if you're going to have a size of an operation to scale that actually will pay the bills, support your family, do it where you can provide milk products, eggs as such as a business, you're going to have to be larger or large enough to make a difference, which actually means you really need to have more capital, and the only way to do that is to be in an incorporated situation and then work with your neighbors. I mean, the facilities that we've visited over the last several years in our neighboring states, every one of these, they have a smaller footprint. The newer facilities are so economic or environmentally friendly. And they need to do that, too, and that's part of why there's more cost involved in this. I mean, the dairy that's the most recent one I visited in Minnesota, and these would be the types of dairies that come to North Dakota, they don't even have open lagoons. they have bladders over the top of their lagoons. They're trapping more of the nitrogen in place. Plus, if they want to, they can put a digester in place, too, and capture more of the methane. And then they're looking at having all those partnerships because they have to disperse 20,000 acres of manure, you know, in a three-year cycle. And they also need an abundance of feed and forages. So this is really about, as you look in every one of these states, what's happening there. They're able to build on that. They're able to support agriculture in those communities, support the grain farmers, and then they're not subject to having to haul it off, put it down a pit, export it, or move it around the country.
Interesting. How about the vote in 2016? Do you think that has any place in this current debate?
Well, I think that was pretty broad in general, and I also believe it was disingenuous of Farmers Union to actually do what they did. That ham and cheese bill, they called it back then several years ago, was directed at just swine and dairy. And the commercials all showed a combine soybeans, and yet that isn't what they were repealing. It isn't what they were looking at. That was misleading, and it was wrong. I don't care. We can all have a different opinion about life, about things going on, and that's fine. That's an honest debate. But you cross a line when you start to be disingenuous and mislead people with the truth or the facts. And you're using fear to drive the argument. And some would say that the end justifies the means. I guess I wasn't raised that way. I don't believe that's part of our North Dakota culture, that you can be as dishonest as you want. You can have unethical tactics. And as long as you get what you want in the end, that's fine. No, that's wrong. In my mind, that's how I grew up. That's how I was raised. This is just adopting a tool that everyone else gets to use. And it doesn't threaten farming in North Dakota. It will change the landscape when you look at animal agriculture, but it's also going to invite newer facilities into our state versus the ones everybody talks about, where the ones that are built in the 1970s and 80s in North Carolina and Wisconsin and Minnesota. Yeah, it's different.
All right, Doug, appreciate the time very much. We're going to talk with Mark Watney from the Farmers Union here coming up in a little bit as well, and imagine this will pass. And it'll be a matter of whether they continue to fight it or whether we have the ability to add poultry, dairy, and swine operations in North Dakota. Thanks for the time, Doug. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
More after this on What's on Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
USA News Update. The Memphis, Tennessee police video released Friday evening showing motorist Tyree Nichols being beaten by five police officers has opened the debate on police reform at the federal level.
I still think you want to keep this at the state and local level. This is a law enforcement issue.
House Judiciary Chairperson Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Meet the Press goes on to say laws will not stop pure evil that we witnessed.
Well, I don't know that there's any law that can stop that evil that we saw that is just, just difficult to watch.
As government-caused inflation is hurting all Americans, House Democrats have proposed legislation that would give more than 2 million federal workers an 8.7% pay raise in 2024. This is after they already gave themselves a 4.6% pay raise this year. Democrats claim it's necessary because they suffered through the Trump administration. The bill's sponsor is Representative Jerry Connolly, Democrat from Virginia. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And Glendon.
I love my high country from Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. That's what
go.
I love, yeah. Chevy Silverado high country.
She's a beaut.
Loaded up. Gives you all the safety features, you know, the lane assist and keep you between the lanes just fine and backing up. You can see, like, I mean, I thought the other day, like 3D vision or what is this? It's like really, really good. So, PuckledgeValleyCity.com is a place you can check out all their new and pre-owned vehicles. And the new ones coming in more and more and more. But their pre-owns are always great. Very often, one owner, local trade, they're great. That's how I got the high country. It's actually a 2022 with just a few thousand miles on it. Check out the whole lineup right there. PuckledgeValleyCity.com. You tell them Scott sent you. 27 before the top of the hour, we're joined next by Mark Watney. Mark is the president of the North Dakota Farmers Union to talk about House Bill 1371. We've talked with Terry Wanzig about this and Doug Goring. We wanted to get the other side of this as well from Mark today on the program. Mark, thanks for taking the time for joining us today.
Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
You bet. What's the fear here? What is the downside?
Well, I think the most important thing, first of all, is clarity. There's ample tools for farmers, even individuals, others to partner in the state. There's not an issue there. It's a really kind of an artificial thing that's made up that farmers can't join together and do animal agriculture because we can. So the fear, I'm not sure it's a fear, but the challenge is what we have is a number of large corporate structures that are fully integrating themselves into ownership of animal livestock. So if you allow somebody like a Smithfield Foods to come up, which is a Chinese-owned firm that comes in here and wants to have some ownership in production of pork or chickens, and they get a farmer to go along with their contract. The farmer has the assets. The farmer owns all the dead livestock. Their money then is made off of that farmer. The farmer becomes a laborer, not really an owner. And if Smithfield Foods doesn't like the system, they pick up and leave and move elsewhere. They consistently did this, and many times they go beyond the rules and regulations within the state, then they simply move to a new region. So I think it's really important. If you think about JBS in the beef slaughter, they are one of the four that own 85% of the beef slaughter. If they're allowed to own production agriculture, that's one less buyer out in the marketplace to really truly make the markets an open price system where we actually have the marketplace setting the prices. And these folks have not performed well when they came into states, and it's just not the solution that makes sense. We have the NIMBY, you know, not in my backyard. I tell you what, if you want more of that, you bring corporate structures here, and there'll be more people not wanting animal agriculture. And finally, the consumer isn't asking for more production from corporate agriculture. They're asking for family farmers. They're asking for where's our food come from. They're asking for family farmers and ranchers to raise it. Why in the world did we create an animal agriculture system that's going to be the low end of the pricing, a commodity? Why don't we produce something that's more value added and then keep those dollars in North Dakota? It just seems like more sense rather than going to a shareholder of a company that may or may not even be a U.S. company.
The proponents say that we're missing out, that a lot of these operations are going other places, and we certainly, you know, you look at dairy operations, they're going the wrong way, right? So why do you think North Dakota doesn't have poultry, dairy, swine operations now?
Well, you got to really look at the numbers, and if you look at South Dakota, is a good example because they like to hold that up. They've lost just as many of the independent individual farmers as we have. They over the same period of time. Now they have had growth, but it's been in a corporate setting, so it's a conversion. It basically what's happened is the large corporate structures are taking over the marketplace and is pushing out the small independents. Recently, I talked to the president of Oklahoma Farmers Union, and they have corporate agriculture there. They have no independent producers of pork and or poultry left in the state. They're totally gone. So you have a whole lot of folks out here, not a lot of production. You have people doing turkeys. You have some doing some pork in North Dakota. If you allow these corporate structures, then you're going to give away those independent ones. And isn't that really what we want? Don't we want a whole lot of independent family farmers and ranchers across the state raising animals? What we need is processing. We gave that away. South Dakota developed their processing industry around cheese. That attracted the dairy. We let our cheese companies go broke. We didn't develop the system. There isn't a lot of money, a lot of support coming out of Bismarck to develop these industries. And you say, well, why should they have to do that? They do it for everything else. We do not invest very well back into our number one industry. And then we wonder what happened. Well, this is what happened. So now the time is to build the system. Should we give it to a corporate structure where the shareholders are outside the state, or should we build it internally? And remember, we have all these partnership tools. The governor is wrong when he says farmers can't come together. We can. We can do a cooperative. We can do a partnership. We can do a double LP. We can do a triple LP. You and I, we can be partners. As long as somebody from out of state is not a corporation, they can be a partner. All those stuff works, but it still takes profitability, and it takes a place to process. We interviewed, probably 25 feedlots, and they all want to grow. They don't have a place to market their animals. They don't have a place to get them processed. But we're not looking at that side. We're simply, well, let's just open this door, and all of a sudden everything will be wonderful. Well, it's not true, because what happens is, go to Arkansas, go to North Carolina. Those companies came in, they exploited the environment, they made bad decisions, then they picked up, they moved to the next region. Why do they want to leave California? Well, California got tired of them exploiting the environment, they made the regulations higher, now they want to shift to another state. What's happening in Wisconsin? There was a period of time less than 18 months ago, they're losing two dairies a day. And now they're saying, well, we'll just pick this up and put it over in North Dakota or Montana. They're just searching for places where they don't have to do the hard work of making the systems work right and meeting what the consumer desires and making it all function.
So what you're suggesting in the way of solutions is another way to get to the, you know, same position that the proponents of this bill want to get to. Haven't happened yet. Why? What's holding those back? Those solutions you mentioned.
Because because it's harder. It's harder to do. And it means that the state's going to have to make a commitment to do education. The state's going to have to make a commitment to help getting some processing plants here. The state's going to have to come out and, make some investments in low-interest money and make some investments in trying to beat the logistics. Really, the South Dakota model is all right along 281 and I-29 corridor, and that corridor has a pretty close shipment into a place where you have distribution. So we got to fix the supply chain issue. So we got to fix that, find out a way. If you look at western South Dakota, it looks identical to North Dakota. There isn't a lot of growth there simply because of distance to market. So we've got to open up all the tools, find our way. We should study this thing. We should bring all the players in the room and say, where is it that we can develop the appropriate products that we can own as much as we can, vertically integrate up to the consumer, find those markets that will pay us some premium, hopefully, and then get that done in the state where we own it with the individuals in the state. That way, that's true value added. You're not getting value added if you let a Smithfields or a JBS come in here and just exploit some individual willing to do the labor for them. That's not the way to do it. And the examples are why. Just run to these other states and look at them. I've had calls from probably 6-7 different states, people, lots of calls saying, don't let this happen because we wish it wouldn't have happened in our state.
Texter says, Farmers Union has done more for Washington, D.C. chefs than they've done for animal ag in North Dakota. A successful North Dakota needs a modern animal ag industry. Farmers Union is obstructing that way forward.
Well, I don't quite know the coalition between the chefs and that, but we did a lot for a lot of people. We're the most active organization out there supporting agriculture, looking for money to get the dollars into the hands of farmers and ranchers. That's what we support. We don't think we need to put the hands in others. We know how to do it. We are supporting new technology. We're supporting educating the consumer. We support the cooperative supply system. I would never, ever worry about if somebody wants to take us on and say you don't do much, I tell you what, sit down and I'll tell you everything we do. I'm proud of it, and our organization's amazing organization supporting the state better than most.
Yeah, I know you've done bold moves on the processing side that have been in discussions, which I do think are certainly important, as you say, to at a minimum mimic the success that they've had in South Dakota on that, for sure. With the amount of Republican votes, I would assume House Bill 1371 is going to pass, and the governor supports it, so sign it. Does that mean that the Farmers Union would support a vote again, as you've done in 2016?
Well, we'll have to see what happens for sure. I mean, if it's got to come out of the House committee first, that probably happens within 10 days or so here, and we'll see how that comes out. Then it goes to the floor, then it's got to go to the Senate. So we'll be trying to, we're trying to really push it to the concept of a study. Hopefully we can get that changed. I don't know if that's possible or not. But if it passes, the governor signs it as it looks today. I'm positive. It won't be me saying go refer it. Our members are going to say, we're referring it. So it's one of these things where our members will lead that decision, and we'll bring them together and we'll ask them. And if they say we don't like it, and we'll go for it. And, we have a lot of membership that gets, the grassroots decides for us. And if that's what they decide, that's what we'll do.
Only about 30 seconds left, Mark, but I wanted to ask you about the limit of 160 acres on these operations. Does that make this better?
It really doesn't, because, let's just use an artificial corp. If it's an X-corp and they purchase the first one, do the 160, then they push X-A corporation, they do the next 160. So they just keep forming entities, so that really doesn't have any limit. And, there is a lot of people that don't want to see land ownership go to this, so it's a tough scenario if we go down that path.
All right, appreciate the update from the Farmers Union perspective today on the program. Mark Watney, the president of North Dakota Farmers Union, thanks for the time.
You bet. Thank you.
We'll go to the mailbag to finish up here. Last chance for any calls as well. 701-271-1100 and a boatload of text to get to on What's on Your Mind in our final segment, Monday edition of the program. Don't go away.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground. This can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
Is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Etch & Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Etch & Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Etch & Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Can't hurry love, but I'm told, it's what I heard. Somebody that knows that drill, Bill Collins, he wrote about it. MyPillow.com is the spot you can find all the great deals as long as you use the promo code SCOTT. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. You're going to find the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. You buy one, you get one free right now. And they have all kinds of new colors, too. Really nice. Check those out. There's all kinds of winter specials that are happening right now. Slippers, up to $100 off. Incredible. It really is. You can get MyPillow topper for a mattress topper. What was it? $99.99. My coffee's up to 50% off right now. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com. Pet blankets. Now, come on. Day like today, a little chilly. A MyPillow pet bed, 50% off. As low as $19.99. MyPillow pet blankets as well, 30% off. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-228-0550. I gave you the wrong number. Sorry. 800. You got that part? 506-9082. That's the Scott number right there. Or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Don sends a note. Today about Tucker Carlson's interview with Jason Whitlock. Good generically, but specifically not spot on. The suspect was not resisting. We're talking about the Memphis case. Suspect was not resisting or even antagonistic to the five police. He was a victim. They pulled him from the car violently. The way gangbangers might pull a rival gang member's sister out of the car to make an example by beating her to death. They were not traffic cops at best. Perhaps there's a mistaken identity angle. Perhaps they were dirty cops, and Tyree was witnessing something they decided needed to be silenced. What Whitlock had accurate was the black-on-black inhumanity component. Exactly like you see in inner-city gang-related behavior, certainly there is major culpability upward. What do you say to that, Kevin, that there was no
You know, I don't know enough
arrest.
About it. I know just a little bit I read about it. I didn't watch any of it. And I just think, yeah, and if that is the case, then of course these cops or whoever they were need to you know, face the wrath of that. But in so many of these, cooperation, compliance means you live through the day.
Yeah, and I would
just, you know, and yeah, this may be different. George Floyd was definitely different. There was, you know, and once you got a guy on his face down, he's in handcuffs, he's not a big threat. But I don't care what you
yeah,
say.
Yeah, but George Floyd was resisting arrest.
He was.
You could
yep.
back
that's
up
what I'm
the
saying.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't have to lean on his neck for however long.
Yeah, I don't think they needed
a lot to that.
Obviously, they didn't need to beat this young man in Memphis the way they did. There's no doubt about it. But I still think there is being responsible for your actions to that point is when bad things happen. They shouldn't, but that's when they... That's
terrible when they do.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
No, I don't know enough about it. It certainly could be the case. I just know what I read is that they had pulled him over for reckless driving, and it went from there. But it's, again, I just say it's just sad all the way around.
Another listener says Jason Whitlock started as a sports broadcaster on ESPN,
yep.
then went to Fox Sports. Then he co-founded Outkick, and now he's more into political commentary. He's been around for a long time.
Yep, he and Clay Travis were part of the Outkick. Started.
Yeah, we just said earlier on the show, you know, we weren't sure where he was from, but he did a heck of a job with his commentary. Here is it. So, and it's what I liked about his commentary on Tucker Carlson is you just don't hear it anywhere else. Appreciate that about him. Can you turn this up, Kev? Here it is, in case you missed this. We played this earlier, but this is Jason Whitlock.
I would examine the racial element of this, because there yeah. is a racial element. And this is a story about young black men and their inability to treat each other in a humane way. Everybody involved in this on the street level was either 24 to 32 years old. Everybody. It was a group of young black men, 5-on-1. Looked like gang violence to me. It looked like what young black men do when they're supervised by a single black woman. And that's what they got going on in the Memphis Police Department. They've elected some or put some black woman in charge of the police force. And we're getting the same kind of chaos and disunity and violence that we see in a lot of these cities that are run by single mothers. If we want to discuss the breakdown of family, that leads to disrespect for authority, that causes you to resist the police and run from the police and not comply with the police because you resist authority at all time because there was no male authority in your home. Let's have that discussion. But that's not where they want to take us. They want to take us down the path of saying, you know what? This is Tucker Carlson's fault. This is some random white. This is Donald Trump's fault. It's not. It's the breakdown of family and the buying in to all these left-wing things that have nothing to do with promoting family.
Heard that discussion nowhere else other than Tucker Carlson and Jason Whitlock right there. So, a lot is being said.
No, I bet you Candace Owens is having that conversation.
By the way, he's black.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So, yeah. Just wanted you to know. Last texter of the day. Pompeo would be an excellent choice for president. Only wonder if he would get a strong backing. Huh? Go Pop. Got a new slogan. God bless. See you tomorrow.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completing clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Lied to the American.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.